president of China meets with the president of the United States and the presidents of some of America's biggest companies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, what do American CEOs want from Chinese President Hu Jintao, and what does he want from them? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow is up 6 points at 11,844. The Nasdaq down about 0.3%, and same with the S&P 500. The government said this morning that new home construction fell in December to its lowest level in more than a year, but building permits jumped 16%. That's a good sign for future demand. Now let's get to the Chinese president's visit to the United States. China's national anthem was playing at the White House this morning. President Hu Jintao will be spending a lot of time with President Obama, but he'll also meet with CEOs of GE and Goldman Sachs, among others. Richard DeKayser is an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do these CEOs want from China?
In a single word, they want access. They want equal access when bidding on government contracts. They want to stop the bootlegging of American movies and music,
right,
and generally the theft of property, and they want to scale back the requirement that they have partnerships with Chinese companies. They want to operate on their own.
What do the Chinese want from the CEOs?
Pretty much the opposite. they want to mollify American companies. They rely desperately on American technology. Their economic development is heavily predicated on this continued flow of technology into China. They want these companies to be satisfied that the existing relationships are in their best interest, and hopefully, over time, they will find that it's mutually productive and it's a win-win for all involved.
Richard, do you think that either side is going to get some of what they want from these meetings?
I do. I think it's in the usual fashion of give and take. There'll be some very modest ground giving on both sides. American companies, at the end of the day, will accept the terms that they're given because the market is so huge in China, and Chinese companies will in turn give back. They've been letting their currency rise. That's been one of the demands American companies have been having. And that in turn will provide a little ground on their end. So it's the usual negotiating back and forth. Each side will give a little. No one will get everything they want.
All right. Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, Starbucks announced today that customers can now pay for their coffee with their smartphones. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer spills the beans for us.
Starbucks says for consumers, phone payments are faster than fumbling for a card or cash. Starbucks also gets paid faster than it does with credit card sales. Initially, almost 6,800 company-owned Starbucks will accept mobile payments, along with more than 1,000 Starbucks stands in Target stores. Tech analyst Gary Arlen of Arlen Communications says Target and other retailers will be watching.
It's one thing to buy a $3 or $4 coffee out of this. It's another thing to put $30, $40, $100 or more on a charge.
Arlen says companies can reach out and touch you through your phone as you walk by, making mobile payments even more attractive.
You can tell people, well, if you come in right now, we'll give you a 20% discount because business is slow.
Arlen says Starbucks' mobile initiative will eventually percolate out to almost every other retailer. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions since 1896. ALLIANZUSA.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. And by PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, like car parts made from mushrooms. Nova's Making Stuff, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS.
Some good news on the consumer debt front. Monthly default rates are dropping on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards. That's according to a survey from S&P Experian. But LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says debt-laden Americans should beware of a new product to help them dig out of financial trouble. David Lazarus joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this new product.
The product is called DebtWise. It's from Equifax. Right now, they're the only major credit bureau to offer it. But since these guys usually move in lockstep, we can probably expect Experian and TransUnion to have a similar product. It's basically an online tool that allows you to prioritize all of your debts and then try to pay them off in a manageable fashion. Equifax says they use algorithms and all sorts of things with charts and all that to make this thing as effective as it can. And I talked to the company, and they compared it to Weight Watchers, where they say, look, we've created a program that if you stick to it, it'll help make you debt-free, and all of that sounds like a good thing.
So getting rid of debt like getting rid of weight, is there anything wrong with that idea?
Well, when you look at the fine print of the brochure, Equifax makes it very clear they are not going to do anything else to help you. For example, they will not negotiate with creditors on your behalf. They won't guarantee any results. They won't provide you any counseling. This is all about just simply giving you a tool and then letting you do the heavy lifting. And that's pretty good, except they've also put in a few other things that you might not necessarily need, like, for example, daily credit monitoring, identity theft protection, and all of that allows Equifax to charge you nearly $15 a month.
So what can people do if they're facing big debt problems?
Well, first of all, if debt is your problem, recurring fees is probably not the answer. So you want to take a close look at that. There's an alternative out there. It's called the debt snowball method. I advise people to Google it and look at the nuts and bolts of it. But in a nutshell, what it is you prioritize all of your debts from smallest to biggest. You commit to making the minimum payment for every single one of them every month. And then whatever you can spare, you apply to the top debt on the list. When you get that paid off, you move to the next debt on the list and so on and so on. And then like a snowball rolling downhill, more and more cash becomes available to pay off your debts. Not a perfect system, but here's the beauty of it. It's free.
It's free. And I'm still surprised that David Lazarus, you there in Los Angeles, are talking about snowballs, but we'll leave that for another day.
Fair enough.
David Lazarus, consumer columnist at the LA Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, to Singapore, where stock traders will no longer be given an official lunch break. The Singapore Exchange is scrapping its 12:30 to 2 o'clock recess on March 1st to keep up with its rivals in Asia. If hungry traders want to blame someone for the change, they can start with computers. Those computers are doing more and more of the trading these days, and they never ask to go out for a bite. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The gambling money just hasn't been flowing, so Atlantic City, New Jersey is trying something a little bit different.
That's a 25-pound bunny that retails for about $150. We have many retailers who buy that to make a statement in their store.
I'm Kai Rizdahl from Vice to Nice. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.